In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You think about anything today, we need to see ourselves as the prodigal son, and God as our Father. We need to see our need for God. We need to see our need for forgiveness. We need to see our need for His mercy. And we need to see our need to live in His house. This parable illustrates God's unconditional love and forgiveness for the repentant sinner, and His love for mankind as our Father. Chapter 15 of the Gospel from Luke, verse 12. And the younger of them said to his father, "Father, give me the portion of goods that falls to me." So he divided to them his livelihood. The father fulfills the request of the son, even though you note that the son is young and therefore not very smart. He's foolish. Some of us who are older are in that category too at times. Myself. But he had a profound respect for his son's freedom. And he let him go in peace. And he let him go for that reason. God neither holds nor pulls anyone to himself. That's your decision. That's within your heart, your mind, and your soul to decide what you will do with God as our Father. In verse 13, "And not many days after, the younger son gathered all together, journeyed to a far country, and there wasted his possessions with prodigal living." Prodigal means wasteful. He just wasted it. Our passions, our desires, physical things cause us to waste away a lot of times those things that God has given to us in wasteful living. As the prodigal left his father's house and is separated from all the blessings his father had, we can also leave God and could become separated from the divine services of the church and the virtues which guide us and obedience to the church and its teachers. We can become distant from God's vigilance, and we can surrender to the evil deeds that the world has out there. So what happened to this man? "But when he had spent all, there arose a severe famine in that land, and he began to be in want. And then he went and joined himself to a citizen of that country, and he sent him to the fields to feed swine. And he would gladly have filled his stomach with the pods that the swine ate, and no one gave him anything." It's a picture of a Jewish man feeding pigs. Not exactly what one would want to do, since we didn't eat pork. Since he didn't eat pork. But it's also a picture of our living in our sins as the swine would live. It's a picture of how we might live in our own sins. What's interesting is in that God, in his goodness, allows circumstances that make us seek him. He let that guy get in that mess that he was in so that it might lead him back to the Father. And God brings about things in our lives, sometimes extremely painful, that cause us to seek Him. And those things might be and are for our salvation. Extreme need sometimes brings us to our senses. Verse 17, but when he came to himself, he said, how many of my father's hired servants have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? It's interesting that sometimes when you have lots and lots of things, that having all of that does not really satisfy. Those things, that whether it's money or this or that or possessions, power and all that, it really does not satisfy. Only the love of God the Father and our place within His kingdom is that which satisfies. It brings us satisfaction. It brings us peace. And brings us contentment. Do you ever notice how many people are just not content? They're just not happy working or doing whatever it is. They're just not satisfied. It's because they're not doing it for the Lord. They're not doing it for God. They're doing it for themselves or for whatever reasons. God gives you a contentment no matter what your circumstances are. And what really draws the prodigal son home is his father's love. I will arise and go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me like one of your hired servants. His repentance and acknowledging his sin is what brought him home. Sometimes that's hard for us to do. But humility opens those doors of repentance. I think last week, while I was sick, the publican, the Pharisee was very proud. The publican was humble. And humility opens the doors of repentance. And the Father's love for His Son is a great story. And he rose and came to his father. But when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. He saw him, he had compassion, he ran to greet his son who had offended him and left him, because he came back in repentance. That's God's love for me, and that's God's love for you. It's God's love for all of mankind if they will come in repentance. Repentance is turning away from that sin. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet. And bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to be merry. The father does not censor the contrite son, his repentant son that comes back. He doesn't jump up and down on him and smack him around. He welcomes him home. He celebrates his homecoming as one who came alive from the dead. The symbolic significance of the things that he gives him. The robe is righteousness. The ring is family identity with the family of God. The sandals refer to walking according to the gospel. And they kill the fatted calf for a great feast. And we have those things in Christ. A robe of righteousness. A ring to identify us as members of the family. A path to walk in holiness. And the feast of the Holy Eucharist to feed us and make us whole. His older son was not a happy camper. He had been there working, and his other son had gone out into the world and done all kinds of horrible things. And he was angry. And he was upset because his father greeted his other son, his younger brother, with a joyful party. And so he called and he said, he answered and said to his father, "Lo, these many years I have been serving you. I never transgressed your commandment at any time. And yet you never gave me a young goat that I might make merry with my friends. But as soon as this son of yours comes, and he who has devoured your livelihood with harlots, you kill the catted fat. Now that's an interesting word. The fatted calf. I would say it's my glasses, but it's probably just me. You kill the fatted calf for him. And he said to him, "Son, you are always with me, and all that I have is yours." You are always with me, and all that I have is yours. That's God giving us all that we need, all those things that we need in this life. The son shows a Pharisaic attitude of self-righteousness and contempt for his brother. And it could be also very easy for us to judge our brothers and sisters in Christ. It'd be easy to say, "Whoa, I am sure better than that guy over there." But we don't need to do that. Because as we all come from the same background of being sinners, and maybe we've all been prodigal at one time or another, that goes for daughters too, not just sons. But we can come back. We can come back to God the Father. The father of the prodigal son told his other son, who was upset because he didn't get a fatted calf and a party, "You are always with me, and all that I have is yours." There is great abundance and blessings for those of us in God's kingdom. God's blessings and love for us here, it's here today, it's here tomorrow, and forever. So, as I began when I started, may we see ourselves as the prodigal son. May God grant us the grace to repent of our passions, of our worldly desires, and come home to stay with our Father, knowing that He comes running to greet us. He comes running to greet us, to clothe us, to feed us, to love us this day and for all eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.